In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Jim was at the laundromat when he heard. His ear said, "Maracas, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring gang scent beads into the washer. "The scent, the freshness," Jim blurted. "Sir, your scent maracas smell amazing." You could call them scent maracas, but most noses call them gang scent beads. Try gang scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to everybody listening, everybody tuned in all over North America. People on the highways, the byways, the roadways, the air, whatever you at, whatever you're doing, under the water, under the sea, thank you for tuning in. The show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. Man, we've been hanging out for an hour already. I get started 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. If you missed the first hour, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You don't have the free Odyssey app? Why? You don't like free things? You can also listen to the show live and local wherever you live on your Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, it's simple. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Now that we got all the angry people out the way, like all the fans who went to the Colombia-Argentina game last night in Miami, those are some angry people. Bum rushing, storming the home of the Miami Dolphins. Those people were angry. We talked about the head coach of the Minnesota Lynx before she took on Caitlin Clark. Don't ask her Caitlin Clark questions now. She was angry. She didn't give not one or two bleeps. Those were her words, not mine. Literally, that's what she said. She doesn't give two bleeps about Caitlin Clark's fan base in Minnesota. Ouch. And Caitlin Clark beat her. Tell me how you feel. Oh, and that lady's a coach of Team USA. We talked about Team USA basketball getting warmed up for the Olympics in Abu Dhabi. They took on Australia. They beat them 98-92. Steve Kerr is like, "Yeah, I may have to bench Joel Embiid." Like, damn, bro, it's only been a couple games. Joel Embiid had 10 points today. Anthony Davis had 17 and 14. Joel Embiid is there just to be big. Let's just be real, okay? He's just there to be big. And, of course, speaking of big, There's going to be a lot of big bombs and home runs tonight as Major League Baseball is holding its home run derby in Arlington, Texas. Tomorrow night is the main attraction. You get the All-Star game. We now know that Corbin Burnes of the Orioles is going to get the start for the American League. And as we know, Paul Skeens is going to get the start for the National League representing the Pittsburgh Pirates. And so we can all wait for the game tomorrow. But the home run derby is something that still has a little bit of juice, right? I think so. You think about some of these exhibition contests, slam dunk contests, nobody cares. Everybody just wants to tune in to see how terrible it is so we can trash it later. NFL skills competition, nobody cares. NHL skills competition, nobody cares. At least when we get to the home run derby, a little bit of interest, right? And it should be some interest. There's a few things that have been changed here for this year's home run derby. You know, typically some of the players, they got sick of the rounds. They had the players paired up against each other in rounds and you versus this guy. And if you hit 50 home runs and the other guy hit 60 in the first round, even though you was second in the whole group, you got eliminated. There's no head-to-heads. All eight guys are just going forward. No groups. All eight batters are going to swing. The top four dudes advance. Every round, every opportunity, every player, you get 40 pitches, which means you get no more than 40 home runs. Nobody doing that. Or 3 minutes, whichever comes first. And so the players will be swinging for the fences. And it's a guy for the New York Mets and Pete Alonso. He's trying to win home run derby number 3. The only man who's ever done that is Ken Griffey Jr. Now, look, nobody is going to confuse Pete Alonso with Ken Griffey Jr. And outside of winning a third, there's no other reason for Pete Alonso to be in a home run derby. I know the New York Mets are on the opposite side of 500 right now. God bless them. Hickey, do you care that Pete Alonso is here? Does it matter to you?
At this point, no. I cared the first time. I thought it was cool when he won it. But now this is his fifth derby in a row, going for his third win. Yeah, like the novelty is worn off. I definitely care a lot less than I did 5 years ago.
Yeah, Pete Alonso has 19 home runs on the season, 51 RBIs, batting average is .240. And I think at this point he's just showing up for the attention. And why not? I guess the money doesn't hurt either as well. Pete Alonso, here, take a listen to him. Why the hell do you keep showing up?
I just have so much fun doing it. It's such a great event. And for me as a kid growing up, it's like I keep doing it because, A, I have fun doing it. It's awesome competing in just such a unique event. And then also it's I don't know. Like I keep doing it because as a kid I dreamt of doing it. Like I love watching it as a kid. I keep doing it for my childhood self. So it's just really it's a blessing to be a part of, and I'm happy to participate. It's super fun and I enjoy it.
The guy who wins the home run derby, he also wins $1 million. He wins $1 million. Hickey, that $1 million wouldn't entice an NBA player to join a dunk contest, would it?
That $1 million probably wouldn't entice most NBA All-Stars to go to some All-Star city locations, even if they were selected.
The NBA's collective bargaining agreement calls for $105,000 to be awarded to the slam dunk contest winner.
Wow.
That's it? Maybe that's it. I get $1 million, ain't making anybody move. $100? Like, there is no money. Well, I'll take that 100 quick. I'll take it tomorrow. I'm shocked, Tiki. Well, at first, I figured they got something. $100, that's it?
Yeah, I guess I never thought about it because the prize never talked about. Yeah, that's very low. For how high these NBA salaries are compared to other leagues, that is shockingly low.
Yeah, well, now we know why Pete Alonso is out there tonight. He wants that extra $1 million. Wow. Pete Alonso also part of an interesting home run derby field. Adolis Garcia, who absolutely lost his mind in the playoffs last year. It's like every time he went to the plate, he hit a home run until he got hurt. He's going to be the hometown guy. He's the hometown favorite. He's used to batting out at Globe Life. And so Adolis Garcia will be a part of the field. Gunnar Henderson, the Baltimore Orioles. This man has 28 home runs on the season. The only people who have more home runs than him, another guy named Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge. Teoscar Hernandez from the Dodgers is a part of the field. Now, I'm a little surprised at this one. I guess everybody can get a second chance. Representing my local Atlanta Braves, Marcell Ozuna is going to be in the home run derby. It was only a couple of seasons ago that Marcell Ozuna, this man was arrested and had domestic issues. Jose Ramirez of the Guardians is going to be in it, the smallest dude of the field. You got Bobby Witt Jr. This is pretty fun. A lot of people finding out about Bobby Witt Jr. I think his dad at one point played for the Rangers. Bobby Witt Jr. having an amazing season himself. Batting 323, 16 home runs, 63 RBIs, 22 stolen bases. A lot of great young shortstops when you think about Gunnar Henderson and then Bobby Witt Jr. As a matter of fact, let's listen to Bobby Witt talk about how the hell he's getting ready for the home run derby. He spoke to the MLB Network.
Yeah, I had one little practice run-ish, I guess you call it, out in Fenway on Friday. So, yeah, that's really it. And then I asked some guys, asked Salvi, what do you think? And even Judge just a minute ago, and he just said, just have your normal BP, just go out there and enjoy it.
Yeah, just go out there and enjoy it. Look at Aaron Judge giving everybody advice. How is Aaron Judge is literally a grown-ass man, a giant man, out here playing amongst boys. It's the All-Star break. Aaron Judge has, like, full season numbers, and it's July. 34 home runs, 85 RBIs. It's July. 99.9% of Major League Baseball players would sign up for Aaron Judge's numbers today for the entire season. Guys would make $30 million a year with the numbers that Aaron Judge is putting up at the halfway mark. This is ridiculous. And speaking of Aaron Judge, what else is he doing? He shows up to Arlington. He takes pictures. He's a nice guy. He's like me. He just wants to see Paul Skeens. He wants to see the dude that won at LSU last year, gets drafted number one overall, enters into Major League Baseball, and he's already close to throwing no-hitters. Aaron Judge, the guy who I'd say is probably, likely, we got more time, going to be American League MVP, probably. He said, yeah, I'm here. You know what I want to do? I want to see Skeens.
Oh, it's exciting. You know, gotten a chance to watch a couple of his games, you know, the past couple of weeks, you know, since he got called up, and it's special stuff, man, electric stuff. You know, not only is... You can talk about the velocity on his pitches and what he does, but, you know, the guy's a pitcher, man. He can work all three, four, five of his pitches, throw it in any part of the zone, any count. And he's a complete pitcher, man.
He's a complete pitcher. The man is 6-0, a 1.9 ERA. He has already struck out 89 individuals in 66 and a third innings. Hickey, Skeens is, he strikes out the side tomorrow, doesn't he, right?
I hope so. I saw someone today put a line out, 2.5 strikeouts, take the over, the under.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not crazy to sit there and say, yeah, take the over.
I need to see him do it in 3 pitches.
Wow.
3. I need to see him go out there and do it in 3 pitches. Now, we heard from Paul Skeens last week when he got the announcement. He did not sound too thrilled. He didn't sound too excited. He sounded like he got bad news at the doctor's office. This guy is not Mr. Excitement. He spoke to MLB Network, and he said it's surreal to him that he made the All-Star team. Listen to whether or not he's excited.
It's been surreal, and since I got the since I finished my last start, I've really had the opportunity to think about what it's going to be like to be here and be with all these guys and playing this game. So it's been cool to think about. I'm looking forward to it.
Hickey, that was one step higher than right? Was that an inch more excited?
I'd say like 2 inches. I mean, he went from saying it was cool last week to surreal. So at least, we're going increasing the vocabulary in terms of excitement.
Okay, just a little bit. Now, with him starting the game, we have the starting lineups for tomorrow's All-Star game. Here it is. Stephen Kwan from the Guardians is the leadoff hitter. Gunnar Henderson of the Orioles is your number two. Juan Soto is number three. And Aaron Judge is number four. Now, I would think most baseball fans want to see Skeens versus Judge. And the only way we get that is if somebody gets on base. Hickey, Juan Soto gets on base tomorrow, doesn't he?
I was going to say out of those three, I feel like it's most likely probably draws like a 8-pitch, 9-pitch walk.
Yep.
To set the table for Judge.
Judge comes up, Judge strikes out.
3 pitches.
Yeah, that's it.
That will be electric. Stephen
Kwan will get him. Maybe Stephen Kwan will pop out. Gunnar Henderson strikes out. Juan Soto walks. Aaron Judge, gigantic swing. And everybody goes, oh, my God, Skeens is the best pitcher since, I don't know, Nolan Ryan or Cy Young. It's going to happen. Now, if Aaron Judge takes him deep, and this is all hypothetical. We don't know if Aaron Judge will even see the dude. You know, Hickey, this is when things need to get faked. I'm sorry. It's an exhibition game. And I'm not saying that these things happen in the World Series. Wink, wink. They need to rig the first inning. Like, the umpire should take it to himself that if there's a close pitch, it goes to Soto just for the entertainment value. I hope so, you know?
That or, hey, just now the top of the first inning, there's 4 outs. Mows him down, 1, 2, 3. Actually, what was that? Okay, yeah, 4 outs to get out of this inning.
Well, Rob Manfred, he'll make a phone call and switch the game up completely. Why not? I'm here for it. Yeah, let's see what Skeens does tomorrow. I hope he goes out there and can take on Judge. And then tonight, do you got a favorite? Who do you think is going to win this derby?
So, I kind of like Adolis Garcia.
Yeah, hometown guy.
Right, home field. He's going to have that extra juice behind him. I don't see many people talking about him. I'm going to go with Garcia.
Yeah, I'm going to go Garcia too. Why not? This man is, he's going to get the loudest cheers, and he's familiar with the batting eye and everything else there. So, Adolis Garcia continuing on from an amazing World Series run, and he'll pick up an extra $1 million tonight if he wins. We'll see. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. We have a lot more to get into. We got some NFL training camps that are opening up. We got some Lions who are getting shown some love. A guy named Calvin Johnson actually receiving love from the Lions. But we're going to take a break, and when we come back on the other side, we talked about Caitlin Clark. The first half of the WNBA season is coming to a close, and so we're going to have a chat. With Scott Agnes from Fieldhouse Files. Covers all things Fever, all things Pacers. What's the deal with Caitlin? How has she improved? What is she going to do over the next month? And why does everybody still hate her guts? I'm going to ask Scott on the other side. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, it's an interesting time of the year. People are getting warmed up and ready for the Olympics. Major League Baseball has hit its all-star break. We got a home run derby. And then speaking of breaks, even the WNBA is taking about a month-long break for the Summer Olympics. And what does that mean? Well, it means someone like Angel Reese and somebody like Caitlin Clark, well, they're not going to Paris. They're going to get a chance to take a little bit of a break, at least from a competitive play. Last night, Caitlin Clark got a win in Minneapolis, had 17 points. Coach of the Minnesota Lynx, Cheryl Reeve, didn't want to hear any questions about Caitlin Clark. She also happens to be the U.S. Women's National Coach. So to talk about everything going on with the fever and what may happen with the break and Caitlin, right now, we're being joined by Scott Agnes, who covers both the Pacers and the Fever for Fieldhouse Files. Scott, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for taking the time. Outside of what took place yesterday, we're heading towards the break. First, full impressions on what we've seen of Caitlin Clark and how she's improved.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I think she's only continuing to rise as she gains more familiarity with her teammates and vice versa there. Turnovers are still high, but, I mean, you look back at this last week, and it's been really, really impressive. And the surprising thing, if anything, is the one game they lost is the one you would have almost guaranteed that they won, but they've beaten three powers. You talk about New York, Phoenix, and Minnesota, and those have been some of their best wins and some of their best performances of the season. And it all starts with her. They're putting the ball in her hands more. She's now the WNBA's leader in assists per game. And she's been a big reason why the team is 9-3 since mid-June.
And Scott Agnes is here with us. When you think about a team that started the season 1-8, and you just talked about their turnaround, were they just victims of that packed schedule? Is it familiarity? How would you weigh that out?
Yeah, I think it's definitely the former. And on top of that, there's not much of a break before you get into the WNBA season. Caitlin went home for a week, and then training camp started. So she's really not had much of an off season since you go back to probably September, October. And then you play that vicious, inhumane schedule with 11 games in 20 days with a group that doesn't have much familiarity together. You don't have practice time. You're basically playing every other day, and that was just set up for failure. You get why they do it, even though it didn't prove to be successful from a basketball standpoint for the Fever. It was certainly a dollars and cents success, I think, for the entire league in terms of exposure. And you consider the fact that the Fever have had the top rated, 10 of the top 11 rated WNBA games. That's all been a huge success. And now it continues. There has not been any wavering from that support. In fact, it's probably picked up even more as they continue to win and more people are tuned in, which basically almost is guaranteed probably 2 million viewers for any nationally televised game, which if you asked me a year ago, that's probably about 4x what anybody would have expected for any W game.
It's Scott Agnes is here with us from Fieldhouse Files. You talk about the fact that she hasn't had a break since prior to the college season. When you think about this break that is WNBA break, which is about a month long, what is she going to be up to? What is the team doing? Anything? What is she going to do?
Yeah, I think they all will be taking a week, couple weeks off. I know she has a vacation planned and well-deserved right there too. But then I think they'll get a week to 10 days to get after it again with, kind of a second training camp, or maybe a full one for the first time for this group. And I think that will be incredibly valuable and impactful for this bunch. And the key thing too for them is they haven't really had a stretch of injuries. We've seen several teams face that. They have not. It's only been to reserve Temi Fekbenle, and that's just about it. And so the fact that they've had a healthy roster has been huge, and now they're, after playing on Wednesday, they'll have a month between games, and they think that will be really valuable to a team that is really already advancing, I think, quicker than we all thought here in this first season with Caitlin a part of the bunch.
You talk about her upcoming vacation, well-deserved. Would you say that there is a slim to any chance that she ends up on this U.S. Women's National Team?
I do, just because we got, first of all, have to be tracking Diana Taurasi. She has missed a handful of games, including a rematch against the Fever here recently in Indiana, and did not play in that one. They are a team that is bothered by injuries. And so Caitlin will certainly already be in Phoenix coming up this weekend because of All-Star weekend. And I don't expect anyone to have to bow out due to injury, but we saw that just a week ago with the men's team with Kawhi Leonard. And so I don't think you should rule anything out.
And Scott Agnes is here with us from Fieldhouse Files. When you think about the attention that she has garnered and the criticism that she's received here on the professional level, from when you started covering her, have you noticed any changes in her? She still hasn't said or done anything controversial. She hasn't lashed out. It seems pretty even. Is it that way when you're seeing her on a daily as well?
Oh, absolutely. If anything, she's loosened up a little bit. I think you're getting some fun playfulness out of her, whether it's with stuff that's been going on or a lot more press conferences with her teammates rather than alone. I think they're enjoying those a lot more, or just the way in which questions are phrased. Maybe she'll answer them in a playful way. And so I think that's in recognition of how more comfortable she's getting, and maybe she's trying to let her guard down just a little bit. And in large part, too, that's because they're basketball questions. They're about what's happening on the court rather than contrived questions about how she should save the world or why she hasn't already, or things like that that just do not make any sense. And she hasn't had to face any of those silly questions, in my opinion, over the last 3 weeks or so. And that correlates with this win streak, too.
Well, Scott, you talk about the turnovers, and you say she leads the league in assists. We know the turnovers are still high. What do you attribute that to outside of a little bit of inexperience here?
Yeah, that's one thing. I think the length and quickness and speed and the angles that defenders play at, you just can't replicate that, and it's much higher than it is at the college level. So I think that's the other thing. I think she is gambling a little too much. I mean, you looked at the last game. She turned it over on just a basic, maybe telegraph bounce pass going to one of her teammates on the first play of the game. That one's got to be cleaned up. Some of them aren't always on her either. She'll throw it ahead and put it in the pocket of her teammate, and they'll fumble it out of bounds, or she'll slice a pass, when a teammate's making a 45-degree cut to the basket, and they fumble it away. So I think it's slightly higher than probably what is real, but that's, if anything, that's the biggest thing that she's needing to improve upon and in the next year or so.
It's Scott Agnes here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. As we continue on with the season post-Olympics, we didn't even hit the break, and there's so many conversations about Rookie of the Year. Angel Reese went on that amazing streak, the double-double streak. Caitlin Clark has upped her numbers and moved into triple-doubles and what have you. What are your thoughts as the season continues on in August? I say, hey, why not create a bigger story? Give them both Rookie of the Year, co-Rookie of the Year.
No, you can't do that. No. What I make most of that is people are paying attention enough that they're trying to discuss an award like that. I think any of the awards, it's far too premature to even discuss. We're not even to the All-Star break just yet. But I think that just shows the level in which people are now finally paying attention to what Caitlin is doing out there. And in large part, trying to compare and contrast. And in doing that, you also try to create rivalries a little bit. And again, that generates more interest. So I think that's the overwhelming takeaway there. To me, I'm not sure how you look at what the Fever are doing. You see how Caitlin's usage rate and how impactful she has been I'm not even sure stats can put it into words and describe exactly what she's doing. But I've just been stunned that it's been a discourse probably for the last month when we're barely halfway through the season.
Well, Scott, you want to talk about a team accomplishment right now? The Fever is sitting at seventh. The top eight teams make the playoffs. You have the Chicago Sky right behind them at number eight.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on what a playoff run would look like? And we're going to get Caitlin Clark in the playoffs. I think that's almost a foregone conclusion, bar an injury.
That's the hope. And going into this season, that's what they were talking about. I think they were smart to set realistic expectations, and that was just get to the playoffs. They're wanting to make, you know, a steady incline in the direction they're headed. But things have been very dark, been very gloomy for this franchise in the last 10 years. And so that would be a significant step for a group that back in the day with Tamika Catchings, I think made 11 straight postseason appearances, which was a WNBA record. That's what they're trying to get back to. Could they make a postseason run? Perhaps, maybe win a series depending on the matchup and injuries. But realistically, this team is not a contender, and they're just trying to experience that for the first time. Very much so, similar to how Tyrese Haliburton and the Pacers. That's exactly what this season was about for them, and they were ultimately able to exceed all expectations as well.
So how does this team, Scott, get better? Are they going to have to draft a player in the summertime? Are we looking at free agency? Does this young group grow into being even better together? How do they step into that, I don't want to say Liberty Aces spot, they've been killing it for years now, but how do they continue to ascend?
Yeah, first thing is I expect them to have a really good draft pick this year, so you want to hit on that. Second of all, you'll have growth from within, in particular your last two number one picks. I think a big reason early in the season why they struggled was Aaliyah Boston was just a shell of herself in the first couple of weeks. She even had to get off social media and just try to focus on herself and go into this year with a refreshed mindset. She got to that. She was the outstanding performer in the last game, in fact. As much as we talk about Caitlin, it was Aaliyah Boston, I think, like 18 points and 16 rebounds and a big catalyst in that second half the other day. So I think it's improvement from them. And then on top of that, here's the thing I'm curious to see. What veterans are watching this and watching sellout arenas and watching them play on national TV basically every game, and they see Caitlin and they see the way Caitlin gets them the ball and say, I want to be part of that. That's the thing I'm most intrigued to be watching.
Yeah, Scott Agnes joining us from Fieldhouse Files. Well, we got one more game on Wednesday against Dallas. What the heck are you doing for the next month? You get a chance to relax just a little bit?
Not yet, man. I'm still on the go. I'm currently here out in Las Vegas for Summer League. I'll directly head to Phoenix to cover the All-Star weekend and USA Basketball Women. Then maybe heads home, but keep in mind, I got Tyrese in the Team USA, so we'll be following along there. But you do hope things begin to ease back and you're able to play catch up on some stories and look ahead to the schedule release here in less than a month.
Hey, Scott, always keeping busy. Well, thank you so much. Where can people follow you and your work with Fieldhouse Files?
Yeah, just fieldhousefiles.com and at Scott Agnes on social media.
Hey, Scott, appreciate you, man. Safe travels.
You bet. Thank you.
No doubt about it. That's Scott Agnes, covers all things Pacers and all things Fever. Said that Caitlin Clark is likely going to get her first break, first stop, slow down in action since before her college season got started. No time. Went from playing, went and played for a championship, didn't get the job done, immediately got drafted, had a week, and then boom, training camp, and then not too long after that, the start of the regular season. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Caitlin Clark, you could already say a college legend, a future legend. I think a lot of people hope so. Maybe some don't. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I want to tell you about a legend who has been able to mend fences with his former team. And what was it about? Respect and money. I'll explain on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time. It all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today. Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Scott Agnes from Fieldhouse Files for joining us in the last break. As the WNBA season, the first half of it, comes to a close, Caitlin Clark is going to get a break. Unlikely she makes Team USA, and we'll get a month vacation from Caitlin Clark. Hey, thank you, Scott Agnes. Appreciate you. I still want to see them hand out the Rookie of the Year to both her and Angel Reese. I don't care what the hell is going on. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. As we came in from the break, like a couple of seconds ago, besides hearing Richard Sherman, what's up, Richard? We heard Outkast, great Atlanta group, right? Today, there's another individual from right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Went to Georgia Tech, grew up in Noonan, right outside the city limits. He was in the news today. His name is Calvin Johnson. You might know this man by his nickname, Megatron. That's a hell of a football name, Megatron. Hickey, isn't that a good football name?
A great one. That's a really, really, and also in an era, by the way, where nicknames are not original or creative anymore, that is one that does stand the test of time.
Now, thinking about it in hindsight, I would think that the name Megatron would be associated with a villain or a bad guy. Yeah, I got to really look that up. I think it's because of the visor. I mean, obviously, he was big as hell. A wide receiver, what was he, 6'4", 6'5"? He had the visor on. You could never see his eyes. I'm gonna look at why they started calling him Megatron. I'm gonna dig deep into that one. But one thing we do know is how amazing Calvin Johnson was with the Detroit Lions. Unfortunately, with the Detroit Lions, Calvin Johnson had to suffer, because that's what a lot of people did playing for the Lions. Just go ahead and ask Barry Sanders. It's like a sad, sad story. You think about what the Lions are doing right now, competing for a Super Bowl. The Detroit Lions are legitimate Super Bowl contenders. And under Dan Campbell, who at one point in time, about a year and a half ago, this guy almost got fired. He almost got the boot. And they've been able to turn things around for the past season and a half. And now they got Super Bowl expectations. It's still crazy to say that about the Detroit Lions. And you want to know how bad they are? Yeah, we all know about Barry Sanders just waking up one morning and saying, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. It's the same damn thing with Calvin Johnson. who played for the Lions from 2007 to 2015. He was the second overall pick in a 2007 draft, right behind a bust in Jamarcus Russell. Calvin Johnson went into the Hall of Fame in 2021. Calvin Johnson is 38 years old. He didn't have to wait for anything. He's one of the best wide receivers the game has ever seen. And in March 2016, still in his prime, he said, "I'm good." And he left. He said, "I'm gone. I'm sick of jumping over people and busting my ass and hurting myself for a team that's going nowhere." And so he decided to quit. He retired. He says, "I'm not doing this anymore." Same thing that happened to him, married to Barry Sanders. The Detroit Lions then asked the best receiver in the organization's history. The Lions asked one of the greatest wide receivers of all time. They said, "Give us your signing bonus. Pay it back." They asked this man for about $1.5 million. "Give it back because you're not going to play." What? Like, you give that man the money and just leave it alone. He's one of the greatest. You parade that man around. You make that money back by just having a legend. The Lions are so silly. They ask for the money back. The Lions, yeah, owned by the Ford Hemp family. You know what this man said, who's not an idiot, by the way? Calvin Johnson said, "I ain't paying y'all this money back." And then the Lions said, "Well, work for the money." He's like, "What? Yeah, do appearances for us and show up." And he's like, "No." And so over the past few seasons, since he retired, he didn't show up to nothing at all. Mike Disner, who's been with the organization for about 15 years, is now their new COO, Chief Operating Officer. And he's had to help smooth things out between the Lions and Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson showed up to a couple of games. He showed up to practice more recently. And it looks like they have forgiven the money that they gave him and that he basically earned. But they said, "No, it's a signing bonus. Give it back." Bunch of cheapskates. And so we learned earlier today that Calvin Johnson is going to be inducted into the Lions version of their team Hall of Fame, which they call the Pride of the Lions. What a stark change for a team that just asked a legend for $1.5 million. And so I want you to take a listen to this. As Mike Disner and Lomas Brown, who played on the offensive line, actually helped Barry Sanders get a lot of those yards, they surprised him on a golf course, on his own golf event, and they said, "Hey, Megatron, we're putting you into our own version of the Hall of Fame." Listen to this.
"Last year was obviously a pretty special season for the Lions. You know, this year we got bigger plans. And when Lo and I look around Ford Field, I mean, there's two things missing. The first is a Super Bowl banner. Then hopefully, you know, Coach Campbell, his staff, players, will work their butts off this year to try to achieve. And the second is Calvin's name in the Raptors. So on behalf of the Ford family, we have announced that we are going to induct Calvin into the Pride of the Lions. Monday night football against the Seahawks, September 30th. So, Calvin, appreciate you.
Yeah, it took, damn, 20. Hickey, this is crazy. He's been gone a decade just about.
Wow. That's a lot longer than I would have thought. And that does sound like, I mean, clearly long overdue by the Lions. Better late than never, but still.
I'm still trying to, like, wrap my head around. His last season was 2015. I get it. He went into the Hall of Fame in 2021. Calvin Johnson has not played football since 2015. By the time we get to the Super Bowl, it's going to be a whole decade. Like, we haven't seen Calvin Johnson play football in a decade, man. I feel like I watched him yesterday. I think a big part of it is, I guess, his age. You know, I mean, he's 38 years old. He's a young man, but Damn. I wonder. No, I know what the Lions did. They just they're just miserable. That's it. And I know plenty of teams have their own different versions of misery. The New York Jets, come on now. The New York Jets are miserable. Haven't been to the playoffs since, what are we up to now? 2010? 2011? It's a long time. The Sacramento Kings were sitting around with the New York Jets in that regard. Like some teams you could never take serious. And when you think about the Detroit Lions, like for the life of me, my apologies to my people in Buffalo. Like I couldn't imagine going to Super Bowl after Super Bowl after Super Bowl after Super Bowl and losing them all and not get lucky one time. Like they're different versions of pain. I mean, right now, maybe you're a fan of the Dallas Cowboys. You know what pain is right now. Let's have another season when we win 12 games and know that by the time we get to the postseason, we're cooked. Like, they're different levels of pain. Lions fans have felt a different level of pain. Lions fans have literally had two of the best players ever at their respective positions. And both Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson, they played on they played on teams that was so miserable. In their primes, in their peak, at their peaks, they said, I'm out of here. I'm not doing that. And to a certain degree, me as a fan, I feel robbed too. Felt bad when there was no more Barry. I felt bad when there was no more Calvin Johnson. Hey, sometimes guys got to leave, got to go when they got to go. Congratulations, Calvin Johnson. Finally getting some more of the respect that he deserves from the Detroit Lions. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Respect. Everybody looking for respect, and a lot of times that comes in the form of money. Lions asking Calvin Johnson to hand back $1.5 million. Come on now. Silly stuff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm going to get to your calls. You know what? Speaking of the NFL, there's a lot of training camps that are going to open this week. We'll talk some NFL football on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Master outdoor cooking this summer with the Meat Eater Outdoor Cookbook, the inspiring and practical new guide from Stephen Ranella, host of the Meat Eater podcast and television show. With over 100 recipes for meat, fish, poultry, and game birds, accompanied by lush photography and easy-to-follow tips, the Meat Eater Outdoor Cookbook is the ultimate guide to open-air cooking. Whether you've hunted the ingredients yourself or forged them from the supermarket. Because food just tastes better when it's caught, cooked, and eaten outside. The Meat Eater Outdoor Cookbook by Stephen Ranella is available now.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.